Subversive. This is the story of 001 Vintners in Napa Valley, California. Written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. There's something slightly subversive about 001 Vintners. Not just the name, borrowed from a Prohibition-era liquor license, but the intent behind it. In a region increasingly defined by scale, branding, and polished luxury, this small, insider-driven project, launched with the 2019 vintage, is built on relationships, memory, and a stubborn belief that sight still matters more than story, unless the story earns it. 001's origins trace back to Boston, not Napa. In 1933, following the repeal of Prohibition, Carmine Martignetti's grandfather secured retail license number 001. Decades later, that number becomes a flex, less marketing gimmick than family code. The Martignetti family, longtime distributors who helped introduce Napa's early cult names to the East Coast, is now on the other side of the equation, making wine rather than just selling it. That pivot alone could have produced something predictable. Another well-funded Napa Cabernet chasing prestige. Instead, 001 Vintners feels more like a calculated throwback, a small production, vineyard-first philosophy, and a winemaker who doesn't believe in imposing a signature style. Enter Graham McDonald. Jack has been a friend and in a tasting group with me for 20 or so years, McDonald explains, referring to vineyard manager and partner Jack Bittner. He introduced me to Carmine Martignetti, who helped launch some of Napa Valley's classic brands to the Eastern market. That network, Bittner, Martignetti, and a bench of Napa heavyweights orbiting the project, including influences like Tony Soder and Rick Forman, gives 001 an unusual foundation. It's not startup energy. It's legacy energy, repurposed. At the center of it all is Ecotone Vineyard, previously known as Thorovelos, a site with just enough pedigree to matter and just enough obscurity to stay interesting. Perched in its own pocket valley above St. Helena and below Howell Mountain, Ecotone is planted on rare white volcanic tufa, a soil McDonald describes less in technical terms than in physical sensation. By late summer, it turns to moon dust, coating everything in a pale film. More importantly, it delivers something Napa increasingly struggles to hold on to: tension. The Cabernet Sauvignon expresses a characteristic blueberry aromatic, which I've always associated with the place, McDonald says. That specificity is significant. In a valley where blackberry and cassis have become almost generic descriptors, blueberry signals something cooler, more restrained, less immediately obvious. Ecotone, planted in 1990 by David Abreu and Rick Forman, sits in a microclimate that tempers Napa's natural excess. The vines, now pushing 35 to 40 years old, dig deep into volcanic ash and tufa, producing fruit that walks a line between power and lift. McDonald leans into that duality. The idea is to make wine that is unique to each vineyard, not the winemaker, he says. It's a deceptively simple statement, but in Napa, it borders on contrarian. The dominant model, particularly at the high end, has long rewarded consistency of style over transparency of sight. McDonald, whose work at his family's McDonald Vineyards already carries a loyal following, is clearly not interested in repeating himself here. Instead, he references older Napa benchmarks. The 001 wines were inspired by Spotswood and Forman, he notes, wines that defined a more restrained, age-worthy era of Napa Cabernet. That influence shows up not just philosophically, but structurally. The wines are made at Hudson Napa Valley, where the production environment, dominated by white winemaking, allows for extended maceration on the reds. Making the wine at Hudson's allows us to employ extended macerations on the skins, which gives the wines a unique textural element, McDonald says. Production remains deliberately small, roughly 300 cases of Cabernet Sauvignon and 150 cases of Merlot annually. The first vintage, 2019, barely registered on the broader market. That's not accidental. 001 isn't trying to flood mailing lists or chase critic scores. It's operating more like an insider's label, built for people who already understand the references. There's also a collaborative edge to the project that hints at something more experimental. Future releases are expected to include one-off bottlings with estates that don't typically sell fruit, starting with Spotswood Estate. If that plays out, it could push 001 into a different category entirely, not just a producer, but a platform for site-specific, limited collaborations. Still, it's the history of the place and people that sit at the core of 001 Vintners. The Martignetti family didn't need to make wine. They already had influence in the market. What they've built instead is a project that reflects their historical relationship with Napa, one rooted in the wines that first defined the region's reputation outside California. That perspective gives 001 a slightly different thrust, with less urgency to impress and more interest in getting it right. And in McDonald, they've found a winemaker who's comfortable resisting the obvious,